Good morning. I want to begin this short devotional with prayer. Dear God, as we come before you this morning, thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to serve you. Thank you for this day that we can set aside to come together. I pray that it could be a time of blessing and encouragement for all of us. We want to invite your presence this morning, and that you can be glorified in whatever we say, whatever we do. In Jesus' name, amen. I have titled this devotional, Are You For Real? Am I For Real? I would like to just read three verses in Matthew chapter 7. I'm going to be reading verses 21, 22, and 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. There are many people today that they claim to know God, that they would say that they are Christians. And we are not here to judge anyone. But I wonder, are they doing the Father's will, like it says here, or are they just doing their own will, have their own agenda? To me, this is talking about having a personal relationship with God, living a life of obedience, letting Him be Lord of our lives. I believe that God is more interested in our walk than our talk. We like to think that this is just out there, but let's think about it for ourselves. I want to give you an illustration. I have a fan at home that if you look at outside, it looks good and everything, it looks like it should work. But if you plug it in, it doesn't run, it doesn't work. At the end of the cord, there's that little one metal piece that's missing, so the electricity can't flow through. We might look like a Christian on the outside. We might say the right things. And we might even do the right things, at least at church. But are we plugged in to God? Are we connected to God's power? Because if we are not, we are just going through the motions of worshiping and serving God. If we are living a life of disobedience before God, we cannot expect His blessings upon our lives. There are requirements to be met before that happens. We need to repent. Brothers and sisters, I believe that our talk needs to line up with our walk. I think there's something wrong if we say one thing with our words, but another thing with our lives. I want to tell you a story. Years ago, when I was still single, I went to El Salvador with one of my cousins, and that cousin doesn't live here. He's from another state. While we were there, some of my friends came to me and asked, "Is your cousin a Christian?" And I said, "He says he is." And they told me, they said they were just wondering because they saw him messing around with some women that were not from the church. That made me sad, not because it made me look bad, but because I think if we say that we are Christians, we should live like a Christian. I don't know how our relationship with God is this morning. If we are for real, genuine, and are serving and worshiping God, not only from our lips, but with our lives, then praise God, if that's how it is for you. But if we are hiding sin in our hearts, God wants us to repent. And the good news is that God is not going to turn us away if we truly come with an honest and broken heart before him. I want to close with a verse that I really like, 2 Chronicles 7:14. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from them from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Let's go ahead and bow our heads to prayer. Dear God, thank you for being with us. Thank you, Lord, for this privilege that we have to come before you. Thank you that you are a great God that wants us to have a personal relationship with you. I pray that you would help us to be truly for real, to be genuine, and that the world would know that there's something about our lives that they could be attracted to you and they would give you the glory. Just pray for the rest of the service that your name would be lifted up and that we could sense your presence and your power this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. The